Hello friends, I welcome you to the subject of world-class manufacturing. My name is P.M. Bendre and I am looking after operations management in your institute. World-class manufacturing is a very interesting subject because world is becoming global, the whole thing is becoming global, our companies are becoming global, and so, world-class manufacturing, that is manufacturing of any product or any service which will be acceptable all over the world, and that is the world-class manufacturing. So, let us begin with this interesting subject of world-class manufacturing. World-class manufacturing, which is important about leadership, speed, human resources mobilization and direction of that leadership. So, we will be discussing one by one these topics, and the first topic is about introduction to this subject. Every day, the markets are becoming global. You know, everything is becoming global. Globalization. Accordingly, businesses and operations are becoming more and more global. Now, you know, multinational corporation, for example, Bosch is a multinational corporation. What is multinational corporation or MNC? Is a company which produces goods and services and has offices in several other countries. For example, Bosch has offices in India, has offices in Germany, has offices in Japan, and everywhere they have the offices. So, we call Bosch as multinational company. A global corporation or company is a company which also has trade relations with several other companies. That means it is a multinational company which has trade relations with several other countries. They may not be having their manufacturing operations in other countries, but they have trade relations in other countries. So, that is the difference between multinational company and a global corporation. Transnational corporation. What is this transnational corporation? Transnational corporation is a type of multinational corporation only. But what is the difference? The difference is MNC does not have coordinated product offerings in each country. It is more focused on adopting their products and service to each individual local market. Transnational gives decision making, R&D and marketing to other countries also. Marketing powers to each individual foreign market. So, that is the difference. Multinational company has offices in several other countries, including India. Global company has trade relations with other countries. And transnational company gives the rights of R&D, decision making and marketing powers to several other countries, each in each individual foreign market. And that is the difference. And now, when we are manufacturing anything in India, it should be acceptable all over the world. How will it be acceptable all over the world? That answer I am trying to give you in this subject. World-class manufacturing is a one of the most known production system. It is not just the group of words. It is the system. World-class manufacturing is the system that is most well-known production system in the world. Who has created this group of words? World-class manufacturing. So, that credit goes to Japan. Japanese manufacturing is credited to be a pioneer in the concept of world-class manufacturing. This world-class manufacturing, this word is pioneered by Japanese people. This concept was evolved after World War II. And was introduced in the automobile, electronic and steel industry too. This world-class manufacturing concept was introduced initially in these three industries. World-class manufacturing organizations consistently deliver exceptional performance, frequently in excess of expectations of customer. Again, customer is the underline. Expectations of customer. And what is world-class performance? Performance in quality, performance is cost, performance in delivery and several other aspects. World-class manufacturing. It is a set of different concepts. We will be discussing one by one all these concepts in detail. Principles, policies, techniques for managing and operating a manufacturing unit, a world-class manufacturing unit. It is driven by the results achieved to gain a competitive edge. Competitive edge means if there are several competitors, why customer should come to me? There should be some USP for me. Some competitive edge should be there. So that customers will not go to my competitors, they will come to me. So I have a competitive edge. And to get this competitive edge, my manufacturing should be based on all these concepts which we are going to discuss. It is primarily focuses on continual improvement. What is continual? Continual means from time to time to time. Continual means every quarter, every month, every year, we keep on improving. Continual. But there is a difference between continual and continuous. Continuous improvement means second to second improvement. That means next second is better than the earlier second. That is continuous improvement. But what we are discussing is continuous improvement, which is continual improvement. Means every quarter, every month, every year, we keep on improving. Continual improvement in quality. What is quality? Quality is the product or service which fulfills all the customer's expectations. Continuously, reliably. That is quality. Cost. Cost should be competitive. Then, lead time. Customer wants your product in 3 months and you are able to give the product in less than 3 months. That is the lead time achievement. Then, flexibility. If customer suddenly wants more production, I am able to give it. For example, I am giving consistently 200 pieces every day. Suddenly customer wants 600 pieces, but I am able to give it. Flexible. I am flexible about my delivery. And then customer focus. Everything what I do is focused on customer. Who is the ultimate person in my dictionary? That is the customer. I do everything 24 hours for customer. My focus is on customer. And that is the thing what we are going to achieve in world-class manufacturing, that is continual improvement in quality, continual improvement in cost, continual improvement in lead time, and that is delivery, and then continual improvement in flexibility of my production, and last but not least is the customer focus. And that is the principle on which we will be discussing, we will be working throughout our life. It refers to a practice followed in a manufacturing organization in order to consistently deliver exceptional performance in quality, cost, delivery, lead time, everything. Frequently, in excess of customer expectation, world-class manufacturers are those that demonstrate industry best practice. That means whatever I do in my company, not only in manufacturing but everywhere, in all business processes, is the best class performance. That is industry best practice. That is what I do. And how to do that? We are not only talking, we are not going to only talk about it, but we will be discussing one by one all those concepts. There are two overriding, that is important criteria to judge whether a company can be regarded as world-class company. Ask these questions. Is your company a world-class manufacturing company? First question, how does the company compare with its best competition? I have so many competitors and there is a best competitor. How do I compare with that best competitor? Am I 100% equal to him? Am I 120%? Am I 98% or am I only 40%? How do I compare? Am I planning to become better than my best competitor? That is the first question. If yes, then you are on the track to become a world-class manufacturer. Second question, has the company improved its score or increased its score since last year? If we are talking about continual improvement, we should be better in this year than the last year. Have we improved? Have we improved our score over last year? If yes, then we are on the path to become a world-class manufacturer. That is the second question. Then, world-class safety is the foundation of world-class performance. That means, whatever products you make, whatever services you give, and whatever manufacturing you do, there should be safety in that. What is safety? Freedom from all the such things which creates harm, which creates accidents, which creates problems, which creates hazards. Freedom from all such things, or freedom from unacceptable risk, is the safety. And world-class safety is the foundation of world-class performance. Even if whatever product we make, whatever services we give, they should be safe. It should not create harm to the customer. And that is the first point. Secondly, world-class manufacturing leaders have a passion for standards. This word is very, very important. Passion. Whatever I do, I have passion for world-class standards. Whatever I do as per standards. I don't neglect any one standard. I do everything as per standards. Then, in a world-class company, voice of customer can be heard in the plant. What is voice of customer? Voice of customer is not only about quality, not only about product, not only about delivery, but it can be also about treatment given to the customer. For example, somebody gives me a ring, some customer gives me a ring, and I don't pick up at all. Customer becomes angry. Everything what I do should be having a customer focus. That means if customer gives me a ring, I should pick up the phone within 3 rings or within 20 seconds. I should not neglect him. That is also customer focus. So, voice of customer can be heard in the plant. If customer says that your product is creating some problems to me, it is heard very, very, very patiently, and immediately the action is taken on that. Voice of the customer is heard. Next, WCM does not accept losses of any kind. What are losses? Losses are 0 accidents, 0 defects, 0 defects in product as well as service, 0 inventory, because inventory is locked up money. It is a loss. Then 0 breakdowns. So, what are the losses? Losses are accidents, defects, inventory, breakdowns. And what are my targets in world-class manufacturing? What all we are going to achieve while we are discussing this subject are how to reduce these losses to 0. And we will not be only talking, we will actually practice this. 0 defects, 0 breakdowns, 0 losses in accidents, and 0 losses in defects. Then, a rigorous application of WCM methods. One by one, we'll be discussing all the world-class manufacturing methods. And not only we will discuss, not that only we will learn today, but we will be practicing these methods in our plant. And that is what we are going to take. That we will not only learn, but we will practice, we will improve our culture so that it becomes a day-to-day practice of the organization. That is what we are going to achieve. World-class manufacturing takes place in the workplace, not in the office. You have an air-conditioned office, but you will be not sitting there, but you will be going to the workplace. That is what we call in Japanese is Gemba. Gemba Kaizen. Go to the Gemba. Don't sit in your air-conditioned office. Go to the Gemba. Speak to the worker. Look at the machine. look at the place around the machine, look at the housekeeping, look at the losses, look at the defects, and look at the leakages, look at the lack of maintenance of the machines. Look everything, and then you will know what are the real problems, what are the facts, and our management should be fact driven. So go to the workplace. Then WCM is most effectively learned by practicing the techniques. Just now I said, we will not only learn the techniques, we will practice the techniques as our culture of day to day. Then power of WCM comes from the involvement of people. Every person in the organization, including a sweeper, including a clerk, including a purchaser, everywhere in the organization, everyone in the organization, people should be totally involved. There should not be, you know, a thing that, no, that is not my job. This is not my job. Nobody should say that, because manufacturing is everyone's job, because we have to ultimately satisfy our customer. So it is everybody's job. That should be understood. Four essential concepts of WCM. Total quality control. Total means right from raw materials to the finished goods to packing to delivery to the customer in right time. Right job, right time, right service. Then total productive maintenance, TPM. What is total productive maintenance? We are going to discuss in detail. But just now I said, like a mother takes care of her child, worker takes care of his machine. Machine speaks to him. Machine creates a conversation or dialogue with him. Machine says that I am becoming hot. There is vibration increasing. Look at me. Do some oiling. Do some maintenance. Do some scraping. Something, some parts, spare parts are becoming worn out. Please change them. Worker should look after that. What machine says, like we hear the word of or voice of the customer, worker should hear the voice of the machine. And that is what total productive maintenance, we are going to discuss this in detail. Then, total industrial engineering. What is industrial engineering? We speak about productivity, we speak about efficiency, we speak about idle time, we speak about excess wage, everything we speak, and we want to reduce idle time to zero. We have to reduce excess wages to zero. And we have to improve the productivity to 100% or more than that. And that is what we are going to discuss. That is total industrial engineering. And then just in time. For just in time, we are going to spend a lot of time. We are going to discuss in detail what is just in time. Because just in time is a method which reduces our losses, reduces our losses of inventory, improves our productivity, and satisfies the customer better than earlier. So we are going to discuss this just in time, and all this is shown in this picture here, WCM, world-class manufacturing. This is just the introduction of the world-class manufacturing. That is what it is, total industrial engineering, which creates productivity and zero waste of time, zero waste of idle time. Zero waste. And that is what total industrial engineering, TIE, total industrial engineering. Then we are going to discuss about total quality control or total quality management. And we are going to discuss this total quality management in one of the chapters in our subject. That is total quality control, which improves the quality, zero defects. It is not only zero defect, but it is total customer satisfaction about the product and service. So that is the quality here, total quality. We are going to discuss total industrial engineering, total quality control, then total productive maintenance. Just now I was talking about total productive maintenance, that is TPM. So we will be discussing TPM in detail. And then just in time. What is just in time? Level of service. Service in time. Product delivery in time. We are going to discuss just in time and zero stocks. What is just in time? It gives zero stocks, zero inventory. So, all these losses will be zero. Inventory will be zero. Idle time will be zero. Defects will be zero. Waste will be zero. And involvement of people, creation of value to the customer. What is value? Value is something for which customer is ready to pay. If we make non-value added activities, customer says, I don't want all this. I want only value addition. Because I cannot pay for non-value added activities. I cannot pay for some activities which create only losses to you or only creates idle time. I am not going to pay. Customer wants value, and we will be creating value in our organization. That is what we will be discussing. And not last but not least is customer satisfaction. So, world-class manufacturing is total customer satisfaction and total zero defects, total zero losses. Zero losses. We will be discussing one by one all these activities. Characteristics of world-class manufacturing is customer service, quality control and assurance, research and development, new product development. When we do any new product development, we should not waste any time because customer wants the new product in very short time. So, we should have our schedule or Gantt chart or project schedule in such a way that he gets the product, new product in time. Otherwise, he will go away from us to a competitor. Very, very important. Then, acquiring new technologies. New technologies we have to acquire at least cost. This we will discuss. Then, innovation. Whatever we do, whatever we think, we should always do some innovative ideas. Because customer is not going to accept any old ideas because his expectations are every day changing. For example, old design of TV, nobody is going to accept now. Everybody wants LED TV. Nobody wants that cathode ray type of TV now. Our everyday thinking should be how to innovate, how to make innovation, and that we are going to discuss. And then team-based approach, adopting and using effectively team-based approach. What is team? Team is helping each other without worrying about self-benefit or self-profit. Team, work for the team. If we have to sacrifice our time, if we have to sacrifice our benefits for the sake of team, we have to do that. And that is teamwork. And there's industry-based practice. Industry-based practices we have to adopt, study and use of industry-based practices. That is the characteristics of world-class manufacturing. And everything what I am talking, we are going to discuss in details. Manpower planning should be very good. Environmentally sound practices, business partnerships and alliances with our suppliers, re-engineering of processes. Our processes should be continuously improved. Re-engineering, value engineering, all this we should discuss. And then mergers and acquisitions of various branches and various companies. Outsourcing. Now the key word is outsourcing. We need not do everything ourselves. We should do only some important work and rest other things should be outsourced. So, that also is developing the suppliers, training the suppliers, treating them as our partners. So, that we will discuss. Then, reliance on consulting services and political lobbying. 10 pillars of world-class manufacturing. 10 pillars. World-class manufacturing is a building which is standing on these 10 pillars. Which are they? Safety, as I said, cost deployment, focused improvement, autonomous maintenance, workplace organization, professional maintenance, quality, very good logistics, because customer wants delivery in time, total quantity in time. Then early equipment management, that means we should plan our equipment in early, in advance, in such a way that there are no breakdowns afterwards, there are no accidents afterwards. Early equipment management. Then people development, development of the people by training, by giving them lot of inputs, giving them lot of retraining. That is what. And last is the environmental control. World-class performance, if we are talking about world-class performance, what is that world-class performance? It comes in quality, and that is because of TQM. It comes in delivery, that is just in time, and cost, that is total productive maintenance. So, what is the ultimate achievement on this world-class manufacturing is total customer satisfaction, but total customer focus by means of quality, delivery and cost. 7 tools of world-class manufacturing. Prioritization, find out what are the important problems, what are our day-to-day concerns, and we should solve those concerns by problem analysis, first of all situation analysis, then problem analysis, then decision analysis, and then potential problem analysis. FMEA, failure mode and effects analysis, all these are there. So, that is the find out our important problems. Then systematic, logical and detailed deployment of objectives. First of all, every department should write down what are the objectives, what are the goals. First of all, they should know what is their vision, what are their missions, what are their objectives, what are their goals. And then deployment of these objectives in right means and right solutions and measurement of the results against the objectives. Where do we stand against our objectives and against our goals? Then problem description with sketches. Then 5S. In one of the chapters, we are going to discuss this in detail. What is 5S? That is the housekeeping. How to improve our housekeeping by means of 5S principles. Then root cause analysis to identify true causes, true root causes. That we will discuss. Then phenomena description with sketches. Observe carefully what is happening behind the problem. Then TWTTP. What is TWTTP? The way to teach people. Train the people so that they are equipped to solve any problem. In Six Sigma, we discuss about black belts, green belts. Teach them. The way to teach people, find hidden issues behind any problem. If there is a problem, what are the issues? Why the problem is coming? That is what we discuss. 7 tools. Then, what is 5S? Okay, we have a separate chapter on 5S. But today, I am going to give you some important information about 5S. First is, abbreviation from Japanese words are Sairi, Saiton, Saison, Saiketsu and Shitsuke are simple but effective methods to organize the workplace. What is 5S? Workplace organization. Workplace cleaning. A place for everything and everything in its place is 5S. 5S translated into English are housekeeping, workplace organization, clean up, speak and span, what we call. We should clean up our workplace, speak and span, and then keep cleanliness, keep on doing every day with discipline. That is what we are going to discuss about 5S. So, these are like this, housekeeping, that means separate needed items from unneeded items. So, sort out and what is needed, keep, what is not needed, separate it, keep it outside the workplace. Then, workplace organization, organize the workplaces so that needed items can be easily and quickly accessed. That is what I call as a place for everything and everything in its place properly identified. There should be identification and traceability. Then, clean up, that is speak and span, cleanliness, keep everything clean for a constant state of readiness, always, continuously, and discipline. Everyone understands, obeys, and practices the rules in the plant continuously, day in and day out. And that is the 5S. Then, 7 keys. Reduce lead time. If my lead time of a new product development is 6 months, including everything in the design, marketing, manufacturing, inspection, and all the packing and all that, I must continuously think how I can reduce the lead time, because customer doesn't have time. Customer wants everything in 3 months, 2 months, 1 month. Then speed, time to market, cut operation costs, exceed customer expectations. Customer has some expectations. We should exceed them. We should create a thrill in his mind. Then manage the global enterprise. Streamline outsourcing processes. Improve business performance visibly. Then I will now discuss about grades for world-class manufacturing. If I say W, your organization is world-class. If I say X, it is not world-class. It is very good, but not quite world-class. It is slightly less than world-class. Very good, but not quite world-class. Country class. That means, country means, for example, India. It is India class. Then, if I say Y, better than many. Not very good, but it is better. Better than many. And then, if I say Z, it is poor. It is unacceptable. So, that is poor is village class. Now, I have to go to W. Travel from Z to Y to X to W. How to recognize whether I am Z or I am X or I am Y? How to recognize that? So, I am giving you some checklist. Question 1. Do you have a 99% or better level of customer service? If customer wants you to give the service within, let us say, 4 hours from first service call, are you 99% through for that? Is your product 99% through for customer expectation or product availability to customer? For example, customer wants your product by 15th of August. Are you able to give all his orders before 15th of August? W is 99% or better customer service level. X is 95% up to 99%. Y is 90 to 95%. And Z is below 90%. If you are having this customer service below 90%, you are just in village level. So, this is the first question. What is the first question? Do you have a 99% or better level of customer service or customer satisfaction or product availability to customer? Ask the question. Then you will yourself know where do you stand. Then, does everyone in the company know who the key customers are? Everyone, including worker, sweeper, everyone. Do they know who your key customers are? What is their importance? And what differentiates the company's products and services from the competition? Where do we stand? It's called as not market share, it is called as market position. Where do you stand in comparison with your customers? In comparison with your competitors. Where do you stand? That is the question. W is everyone knows key customers through a new employee induction scheme and regular updates, meetings, notices. Everyone knows who their key customers are because of employee induction scheme, regular updates, meetings, notices. Then X, most people know. That means not all, but most people know key customers. Why? Managers only know. And my experience is many organizations what I have seen are, why? Because only managers know who their key customers are. Only managers know who are their competitors and companies' products and services compared to their competitors. Only managers know. So most of the companies are Y class. Then Z, customers known mainly on a need to know basis, and that is the village class. Then third question, do all staff who are in contact with customers have the authority and empowerment? That is what in WCM we are going to discuss. Are they empowered to resolve customer problems? Can they take decisions themselves? W is a person answers telephone calls within four rings. What I was talking, he answers the customer calls within four rings and takes responsibility to deal with the call either immediately or by getting back to the caller within 24 hours. But he is empowered to take decision, and he takes this decision in time without customer getting angry on that. He is empowered, and that is the world class. Similar standards are used for email and written complaints also. If there are complaints from the customer, people are empowered to answer that email. Do all staff who are in contact with customers have the authority? Do Kanban control your supply chain? Kanban. We are having a separate chapter on Kanban. Just in time. Is Kanban existing in your company? W, at least 75% of your shipments to customer controlled by Kanban or vendor managed inventory. You are able and willing to take Kanban shipments. Kanban is a card which controls the flow of the materials to the customer. It works strictly on the customer requirement, and the customer requirement is pulled all along the production line, and result is zero inventory and 100% delivery to the customer. We are going to discuss in a separate chapter Kanban. Is Kanban available in your company? Then X is some but less than 75% of the shipments under Kanban. That's all. And then Y, you may be able to make Kanban shipments if requested, only on request. And what is the last Z? You would not make shipments under Kanban control. And what I have seen up till now, many companies don't have any Kanban control. And so they are not world class. Very simple questions. Thank you.